This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. All right, question for the day. Are you extending too much trust to the places where you buy your food, like your grocery store or a restaurant? Now, have you ever worked in a restaurant, even when you were younger? I think it's a great experience for every young person to work in a restaurant. Otherwise, you will never believe what happens in a restaurant, right? Did you work in a burger joint? I worked at Pizza Hut. Did you know that? When I was in high school, I actually, for a period of time, I worked at Pizza Hut as a pizza cook. And that taught me a whole lot about life and restaurants and why you shouldn't trust food that comes out of a kitchen that you can't see. True story. And by the way, you ever wonder why you don't see the kitchen at Denny's or even McDonald's or any of these places? Why is the kitchen hidden? Because some crazy, scary stuff goes on back there, like the 5-second rule. Well, when I worked at Pizza Hut in high school, which was one of the most insane experiences of my young life at the time, by the way, we had a guy who worked there who was retarded. I mean, clinically retarded, and he's a special needs guy. And I think he was in his 20s or something. And I was, of course, a young teenager. But we treated this guy really nice. You know, he's a special needs kid. We're all trying to help him out. I mean, he was older than us, but we're trying to help him out. And he was real tall and thin, kind of a lanky guy. And he was real happy. And he was able to drive himself. So he had a truck, like an old Datsun pickup or something. And he would drive himself to work, and he could have this job. I'm sure his parents were proud of him, because a lot of special needs kids can't even work. Well, he was able to work at Pizza Hut. And I don't know if it was like the store manager trying to give him this job just to help him out or what. But this guy had a problem in that he would drool. He would drool. Oh, dare I even say it? I don't know if I'm going to get sued by Pizza Hut for saying this or whatever. It was in the 1980s, so this is a long, long time ago, and I'm sure it's never happened ever since in any Pizza Hut restaurant ever. But this guy would drool on the pizzas as he was cutting them. So what would happen is the pizzas go into the oven. The oven's like a conveyor belt. You know, it's just heat on a little, like a metal conveyor belt, and the pizza comes out after 4 minutes or whatever it is. And then somebody has to take the pizza out of the pan and cut it. And you have a giant pizza cutter, which is a big piece of stainless steel. You know, you cut the pizza with that. And this guy loved to cut the pizzas. That kind of became his job. He was like the pizza cutter. And the dude would drool on the pizzas. And I said, man, I told the manager one day, I said, look, I'm just concerned that this guy, I've seen these pizzas go out for delivery, and I'm pretty sure it's got, you know, sorry to say, but retarded guy drool on those pizzas right there that went out for delivery. Maybe the drool mixes in with the cheese and nobody notices or nobody cares. I don't know, but it just doesn't seem, you know, sanitary to me. I mean, look, I'm only 16 or whatever, but I know I only work here. I'm only making minimum wage. I'm just the cheese grunt over here, whatever, but this guy's drooling on the pizzas. And the manager was like, yeah, I'll talk to him about that. There wasn't anything like, yeah, let's immediately take him off of the pizza cutting roll because he's drooling on these pizzas. The cheesy crust pizza. Sometimes what's in the crust is not always cheese, by the way. Then we had this other guy. I still remember his name, Keith. This dude, Keith, he was, he had gone to college and had a degree in music. And he had graduated from his music college and was now working alongside me at Pizza Hut, apparently making basically minimum wage. So here I was, high school student, earning minimum wage. This guy was like 29 or whatever age he was, seemed old to me at the time. And he was my coworker there. And this dude was so poor that every chance he would get, he would run into the back. There was a big walk-in cooler, like a giant refrigerator, you know, walk-in sized, big steel door. You know, you open up the door, and in there, there's all these tubs of all the raw materials that you put on the pizzas, like bags of cheese and tubs of pineapple, you know, for your pineapple pizzas, you know, like tubs of barbecue meat, whatever. This dude would go back there every chance he'd get. He would grab a handful of pineapple, just reach his hand right into the pineapple bin, which had like pineapple juice in it and the pineapple chunks. He'd just reach in there, get a whole handful, and just stuff it into his mouth. every chance he got, man. He'd go back there, he'd like grab a handful of pepperoni, just stuff it in his mouth. Every time, basically, anytime he went back there to get food ingredients, there would be, he'd come back chewing on something. You know what I mean? It's just, the dude used the food run in there to just stuff himself. And it was pretty sad. And he's the guy, by the way, that showed me, he said, hey, you should never eat the barbecue pizzas here. I'm like, why? What's wrong with the barbecue pizza? He said, look, let me show you this. And he goes back to the barbecue meat bin and he opens it up and he pulls out some of the barbecue meat, kind of starts fishing through it and pulls out a giant artery, like a heart artery. I'm not kidding. He would pull out an artery. Like, oh my God, that goes into the barbecue pizza? Are you serious? He's like, yep, we've been seeing arteries all the time. And I'm not saying that this happens anymore. Again, I'm talking about 1986 or whatever year it was. I don't know exactly. A long time ago. I'm sure this has never happened since. I'm not blaming Pizza Hut. I'm not saying their pizzas are unsafe or unsavory or dangerous or anything. But I saw arteries. That's all I'm saying. Big, big arteries, like bigger than your thumb. Like big cow arteries in there. I was like, man, that is some sick stuff. He said, yep. And he grabbed another handful of pineapple, stuffed it in his mouth, chewed away. Yep, don't eat those arteries. Oh my God. Does the public have any idea what goes on back here? All right. And that's just Pizza Hut. And we had another guy. He was Mr. Mistake. We called him Mr. Mistake because he would accidentally throw black olives on a pizza. Oops, comes out of the oven. Oh man, I just put black olives on it. And our manager, actually, this was like the assistant manager, was so stupid that he would say, oh man, okay, that's a mistake. You can have it. You take it home. Now, I'm pretty sure that's against Pizza Hut policy, but Mr. Mistake would always make himself a mistake so he could have a pizza to take home. So I think the rule at Pizza Hut is that all the mistakes get thrown out for this very reason, because they don't want employees doing this, obviously, to just score a bunch of free food. But Mr. Mistake, it was always the same mistake. It was always black olives. I don't know what his deal was. How do they keep him there? The dude was insane. The manager wouldn't put up with that, but I remember the assistant manager did. At least it wasn't dirty food. It's not like drool or weird arteries in the barbecue, what have you. But the bigger question in this is, if you think that that's the worst thing that ever went on, you should go work at like a Little Caesars pizza place or a Domino's pizza place. Or you should go work at, I don't know, an ice cream shop and see what's behind the counters. Even grocery stores, man, the produce section, what's going on behind the scenes back there, some of that stuff will blow your mind. Heck, just the amount of fecal matter that's on your average grocery cart, because mothers come in and they sit their infants in their diapers on the grocery cart, you know, where they flip that little plastic thing down and they put a baby right there and the baby's legs are coming through the cart and the little turd rolls out of the side of that diaper onto that grocery cart. And that even if the turd is removed, you've got, you know, turd molecules on that grocery cart. And that's where you put your avocados or whatever you're buying. So grocery carts are filled with feces and fungi and all kinds of filth from people. That's why some people are always using the hand sanitizers. I can't blame them. You got to wipe down. You need to steam clean those carts, frankly. It's some pretty sick stuff. But you wonder why I'm into clean food today, why I do lab testing, why I'm all about, you know, testing for heavy metals and testing for pesticides and all that. Well, I used to work in a Pizza Hut, and that was my introduction to the craziness that happens in the food industry. And if I hadn't worked there, I might not have a lab today. Who knows? So thank you, Pizza Hut, and your artery beef, and Mr. Retarded Drool Guy, Pizza Cutter, for teaching me some shocking, eye-opening things about how food is made and delivered and consumed in America. It is a horrifying nightmare of filth, for real. So I don't eat at Pizza Hut today, but I'm not claiming they still do any of that stuff. So you Pizza Hut lawyers, don't send me a threat. I'll just throw it in the trash. This is my actual experience. I worked there. I saw it with my own eyes, and I don't claim it still happens. I'm pretty sure Pizza Hut stopped all that. I hope so. In any case, wow. Just freaking wow. This is like what has really happened, at least in my lifetime, in the food industry. Check out my website, if you dare, naturalnews.com, where I write about food safety and some of my other very interesting life experiences. And someday I'll tell you about the time I worked for UPS and was loading super hot trucks at midnight and the time that somebody shipped a transmission in a cardboard box. Okay, I'll tell you about that, my UPS stories. But yeah, I did a lot of interesting jobs. I worked my way up from the bottom, scraping the bottom of the barrel, the bottom of the pineapple tub at Pizza Hut, watching drooling retarded guy cut pizzas and ship them out for delivery. I've been there. I've seen it. I've worked from there up. I'm not Hunter Biden that just got millions of dollars and cocaine and prostitutes for free because my dad was some globalist, corrupt Democrat. No, hey, I worked my way up from the bottom. I don't have money for that kind of foolishness. Got to spend it wisely, right? Thanks for listening. We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.